What's up, everybody? Welcome to a three-week recap this time. I'm recapping week 118, 119, and 120. Still quarantined, still don't know what the hell is going on. Things are changing day by day, but unfortunately, nothing for the better just yet. Although the cases have you know, gone down a little bit, it's just weird times, you know? It's just so much to take in, to discuss, you know, so I don't know where to begin. And honestly, that's why I haven't been doing weekly recaps, and I'm just not getting around to doing a 3 week recap, because it's like, fuck, man, every week feels the same. It's like I don't even know the difference anymore. You know, let's start with week 118. Well, like I said, most of them have been the same, right? You're still locked down. This place is basically two places I go. My place and then my girlfriend's place. So it's back and forth between the two places and then grocery stores, you know, and that's it. So it just my first thing that I want to say is that my sleep schedule is all over the fucking place. Like, over these past 3 weeks, I've been averaging, I don't know, still around 7 to 8 hours worth of sleep. But, you know, I'm at a... Let me go back. So I'm not going to do week by week, whatever. Week 118, 119, and 120, I'm just going to loop them all together, okay? And just do one recap based on what's been happening so far. So, like I said, strange times right now. Financially, mentally, spiritually. It's just like everything's up in the fucking air. You know, I don't know. I don't know where I stand with everything. You know, I'm at a place where I'm going strong. I'm still doing my projects, and I'll get to that in just a second. But I just want to capture the overall mood and theme right now, where I'm going to be quite frank and straight up. It's just everything is just a big, giant fucking question mark. You know, I don't know how much longer I can survive here in LA. My savings is dwindling down fucking day by day. Although I can save a little bit more now, it just seems like the overall industry, what I thought might be a little shake up and everything would go give or take back to normal, that's not the case. Things are moving much slower than anticipated. A lot of industries have been, you know, impacted. So there's a lot of turmoil and a lot of shit going on. You know, I'd like to be optimistic, but I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen, man. So these past 3 weeks is one thing that has been really, really good for me is training for Alexander the Great. So I haven't missed a day. I haven't missed a beat. You know, working with Nick day by day. He's setting up the programs. I'm following it. So I've been training for now. I believe today's like day one, week six for training. So that's been kind of dominating my life. And it's a good thing, because honestly, I feel, even though at times like this, it's, you can get sluggish and your sleep's way off and you're watching TV and you want to be lazy. I mean, that's just, you know, everybody, the whole world is at a standstill. So I've been kind of doing the opposite, where, you know, after that shakeup that I had with, you know, where I am with everything and being super unproductive, et cetera, calling Nick, getting that plan going, starting the physical journey, the transformation. That's been like a little project of its own, but just staying every day on top of that, that's been really good mentally, you know, because it's tough. It's tough being inside, but when you, you know, when you're burning calories, you're getting your sweat on, you know, your heart rate's going up. It just, afterwards, it's just like you're a brand new person, you know. You feel very, very strong. You know, it's kind of the figure eight approach, right? The inner affects the outer, and the outer affects the inner, right? So if you're having a shitty day, go for a walk, go for a jog. And of course, within, you know, reason, because I can't, you know, I can't go to gym or anything like that. And you know, making sure I'm isolated, and if I'm running, there's nobody in the trails, or if there is, changing lanes, you know, little shit like that. But for the most part, you know, just doing home workouts, improvising with, for the most part. So long story short, I've been staying on top of the physical journey. So the past 3 weeks, that's been the big plus. The other thing is auditions. I've been getting some auditions here and there, like over the course of 3 weeks. I think I've had, let me look at here, 6 auditions. So I've been doing these auditions, but it's been kind of strange because I've been getting like musical theater a lot, which I don't know what the hell it is, man. you know, Lisa's been submitting me, and you know, I just randomly get these musical auditions that pay well and are all these different places like New York and Seattle, et cetera, et cetera. Which, you know, I'd love to get my just give that a try, give that a shot, just because I've never done it, and the challenge would be cool. But I just don't think I'll be chosen for that. Like, I don't think musical theater is my thing, you know. But nonetheless, I've just been getting a lot of those. Got a voiceover. I never get voiceovers. Got a voiceover audition. And a couple of commercials. And then I think one short film. So, you know, just been at that. But I don't really feel... It just, everything feels off. It feels weird, you know. Obviously, I don't know, man. I don't know what to make of these times. But yeah, that's been kind of... been affecting everything. So that's that as far as auditions. You know, so been staying busy. Been staying productive for the most part in regards to at least still pursuing something, right? I'm trying to do some workshops and master classes, but it's tough to find the right one. And right now I just have so much, I mean, with these projects with Dark Web Post-Production and Alexander the Great, it just feels like, if I have time, I need to be doing that, you know? And so I haven't been even reading that much. To be honest with you guys, I haven't... Shit, man. Like, okay, let's go about Alexander the Great. So as far as projects, besides the physical transformation journey, I've been having weekly calls with our writer and Ibrahim, my partner in this. And they've been good for the most part. So we did end up getting our first rough draft, which is good. It's a good start. It's a good fundamental place to be in as far as the story goes. Right now, we've kind of, we have it down to like one idea that we want to push and a story that we want to tell. Because when you're making your own project, it's kind of like infinite possibilities and options. So you get stuck in that and 1 month turns into a year. And I want to avoid that. You know, kind of like with a project with Lucky Tommy where it all started, you get lost in this and that, and before you know it, it's like nothing's happened. But you know, you learn as far as projects go. But going back to Alexander the Great, so I'm happy, I'm content that we got a rough draft done, but I still need to research. Like, I read one book called Virtues of War, which talks about Alexander and the journey, and it talks about him in a very personal way. And it gives you really, you know, good ideas in regards to that. But I want to read more, and I've yet to do that. You know, I bought the books. It just, I've yet to sit down and actually get on that phase of studying. You know, right now I'm trying to work on the physical, little by little, slowly transcend into the character, you know, as much as I can. But it takes fucking time, man. You know, now with the location scouting, because I do have a trip planned in August 20th in Europe to go scouting for our places and talk to people and actually, you know, start the second phase of the production process. But we'll see what happens, you know, because everything is up in the fucking air, man, with this fucking virus. So I don't know what's going to happen with that. I really hope by that time everything's good. And I can at least travel, but I don't know. I have no fucking idea anymore, as everybody else out there. So so that's that, as far as Alexander's concerned. So the physical journey is going good so far, you know. Like, over the course of 6 weeks, I've dropped about 7 to 8 pounds I've shed. You know, we'll see. I want to live in around like 155 pounds, but with muscle majority. So we'll see. I got a new scale, and you know, I'm tracking everything, my food, nutrition, like the whole nine yards. But that takes That's its own little monster, man, as far as work is concerned. And on top of that, I'm trying to get maybe a sponsor or something. So I want to make a video where because I've been documenting the journey, and I'm trying to get maybe, I don't know, some people to come with us on the project as far as, you know, money goes, obviously. So we can have, whether it's a brand or whatever. And that takes time and effort. And, you know, I've been doing some Instagram outreach for very, very little because I'm not there yet. You know, I want to get the first phase first where I can pile together a good little like video of what I'm going through and then kind of what we're doing. So then I can kind of start to pitch with that. But we're so far away, and before anything, we need a script. And yes, we have a rough draft, but I'd like to have something that's more... Like right now, I think we're 70% there. I want to be 90% there and then start pitching and maybe doing some outreach. So we'll see what happens as far as that's concerned. Dark web. Fuck, man. We're reaching... What are we, May? in July, it will be 1 year. You know, from our shoot date. So, I don't even know what to say about that anymore. I'm just, honestly, this has been the biggest challenge since I've been out here, is trying to put together, or the biggest challenge has been completing it properly. Like, we're so close, we have the editing done, you know, we have everything except for sound, composer, and color. And I'm so far, one out of these three right now, I'm happy with. Like the composer, we're making major progress day by day. The dude texts me, he's hungry, he's eager, he's willing to learn, he takes great notes, and I'm really, really happy with the composer. That's fucking going great. So we're down to actually two final scenes, which I have to review them today, the two final ones, because I guess he just got some major work done today. He texted me earlier, but... You know, so we're making some major progress there. And should be done by this week for sure, where I can now review all the scenes that we scored, that we put music over with Andres, and see what he thinks, you know, and kind of take it from there. So that's good. The two departments that I'm having difficulty with, primarily the biggest one I'm having difficulty with, is color. Man, I finally, because I was doing Facebook groups and through people I knew and so on and so forth, I finally put the project up on Upwork, where I had some people apply, and you know, it's technically supposed to be more professional, etc., etc. But man, it is so difficult to find a fucking colorist for a reasonable price. Well, reasonable within our budget. And just being transparent, I have about $300 to $400 max for color, which I already paid the first guy $175 just for fucking whatever. So now it's like, okay, an additional $300 to $400 on top of that, you know, fuck. And these guys, like, oh, for a 25-minute film, are, you know, the professionals, the people I want in this project are like at $1,500. So I'm like, shit, man, how do I get that person, right, where I can fit within the budget, that believes in the project, that wants to be part of it? But again, that's a tough sell for professionals. They don't give a shit. It's just a numbers game for them. You know what I mean? They're like, yeah, dude, I don't really fucking care. I've done work for AT&T and Coca-Cola. Like, I'm a freelancer. I don't, you know, it is what it is. Either this is the lowest price. And the lowest that I'm getting at is around $800 to $700. But I have this one guy that I fucking found like 2 days ago. Fingers crossed, man. I just don't know anymore. I'm just so tired, man. And he's in Switzerland. And we finally worked down a number, which is at $500, which I'm like, you know what? Fucking whatever. It's more than I want to pay at this point, because I originally started at $300, right? That's without paying the first colorist that we brought on. Anyways, so at $500, now I'm at like $675 I pay this guy. And we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens. He seems pretty legit, but this journey, man, I've learned so much. First of all, I've learned how to go about the process. How do I even get a colorist on board? You know, and files, the way they're exported, the way they're shot. Like, everything matters, you know, noise versus no noise. And, you know, just like everything, the details, log files, like all the shit that they need, and the like what's an efficient way of going about testing somebody to see if they're the right fit for you and not wasting a bunch of time. So, man, unfortunately, this is, I think this is the huge hurdle and obstacle is finding the right person, building the team. Because then the guy that finishes it and does a great job and is within that reasonable budget, give or take, I'm like, okay, cool. I already have a guy now. I don't have to go through this progress. I know exactly, you know, what I'm going to get for the money I'm going to pay for. And now I know, like, okay, shit, man. I didn't even know colorists fucking required that much money. So that's another thing. Like, okay, what is my money going to get me? What different types of level of colorists? The other one is sound design. With that, again, I'm trying to keep the, you know, budget limited to under $300. And, you know, the guy that I'm going with right now that I'm testing is in the Philippines. You know, he's got his own studio and all that stuff, and the sample he gave us is really good. But again, it's just people either commit and then like, oh, no, I can't do this for this much money because it's too much work. Or they'll be like, oh, yeah, sure, I'll do it. And then their work is complete crap. So it's like, fuck, man, it's been such a nightmare, such a hurdle, man. The biggest, like I said, test of this entire production is finally getting this done. And I think Andres is checked out by this point. I mean, I don't blame him. He's just like, dude, fucking whatever. I don't even, this is, you know, we started this idea, this project from story discussion to actually where we are now back in January last year. So it's like, shit, man, it's a year and a half project. It's insane. And for a short film, you know, this isn't a fucking feature. So, but I'm torn, man. I'm torn of, it's almost like a battle. Like, I don't want to lose at this point. Because to pay this guy an additional money, like, Andres is tapped out. He can't contribute anymore. So it's all out of my fucking pocket. So it's kind of like, okay, cool. You want to pay this colorist $1,000? Great. That's coming from my pocket. And it's like, shit. You know what I mean? Like, you know, because here's the deal. You got to do ROI, right? Return on investment. Like, is the $1,000 colorist really going to fucking, what is it going to do to the movie? I mean, and that's what I'm seeing, because I'm like, okay, I've worked and worked and worked, and that guy that was charging $1,000 and trying to leverage these times is like, okay, cool, dude. I'll do it for $500, you know, at the lowest. Cool. And that's the shit that I'm trying to find, but that takes so much time. So, again, I'm trying to keep the budget reasonable and getting the best quality work possible. And I'm pushing, trying to see how far can I take it without, okay, this is just unreasonable, undoable. But, you know, again, I don't like to think like that. I don't like to be limited. I don't like to give up and be like, oh, yeah, sure, just pay more, man. Pay this guy $800 and be done. Fuck no. Because this industry is filled with people that want to get it. Filled with talented fucking people that are hungry. And I'm trying to find the right person, you know? Like the sound, our composer. He's a young kid out of college, but he's fucking hungry and he's super talented. There's composers that are trying to charge me $2,000, you know? But my budget's around $300 to $400 and I'm going to stay with that. So, again, it takes time, but I'm a big believer that you can find it. It just takes a fucking shit ton of time the first time. And then when you do it again, you know, then it's a lot easier because you already have your team. You already know what the prices are, et cetera, et cetera. Now, how you go about the process is completely different. Like, you know, how I go about when I send my work through the trial and error. Now I'm like, oh, shit, before I even have people apply, I'm like, this is the criteria you need to meet. So, you know, of course, the biggest thing here is the lesson in all this, right? It's continually learning. But, you know, at what cost? The cost is time. Time is money, you know, and time is the most valuable thing we have. So, but what can you do, you know? You want to chase your fucking dreams? And you're on a budget? This is the shit you got to deal with, man. What can you do? And you want the quality and you want all that stuff? Like, this is just part of it. Part of the hustle, part of the grind, part of the fucking learning curve. And that's why this is one of the hardest industries you can get into, you know? I mean, there's a reason for that. So it is what it is. I'm down, but I'm not fucking defeated. I'm confident that I will get this project done and done in the most quality, in just the most proper quality I can get it, man, with the money that I have, period. I don't want to get, it's like at a casino, right, where you just get, you know, you keep gambling and gambling and gambling because you go in this frenzy. I don't want to do that here, where fuck, you know, I'll just pay, you know, $800, $1,000 because I just want it done and done. No. Patience. Patience is a virtue. And I know I'm driving a lot of people insane because I'm not going to let up and I'm also on a budget. But it's fine. I'll find that fucking individual. I don't care how long it takes me within reasonable time. Like the colors, right? My budget's 300. Well, now I'm at 500, but I threw an additional 175. So I'm at like $675 on color. It is what it is. But I tried fucking, believe me, man. I tried every possible thing you can possibly try. I must have gone maybe 70 to 80 inquiries, gone through 40 to 45 people that have sent me things that I've worked with, and maybe got in contract with 8 to 9 that didn't work out. You know what I mean? Like, I'm fucking trying from all over the world, from a guy in Ethiopia to a guy right here in my backyard in Culver City. Like, I've tried it all, man. It's this is such a volatile industry, though, and this is all the shit that it takes, you know, unfortunately. But it is what it is. That's not stopping me. I'm still going forward. So other than that, that's basically the recap for these 3 weeks, you know? And then one major thing, which I won't get into it a lot. I'll just share the news and then I'll do the recaps, or I'll talk more about it in the future recaps. But I found a new place. So me and the roommate will be moving here. And I'm looking at recalibrating some stuff so I can save some money and prepare for the Alexander the Great project and see what I can do. Again, because you got to be flexible. You know, at times like this, man, you can't just stand still and just fucking, there's opportunities, there's a lot of different things to do. And one thing was, well, shit, you know, the market right now, there's not a lot of people, you know, buying anything or renting anything. So shit, I wanted to jump on that and looked at a place and found a place literally 5 minutes from our street here that is the same as our apartment here, a little bit bigger and more amenities. Not amenities, but more like, you know, like the fridge is fucking way bigger and nicer and newer, and the stove and the oven and, you know, essential shit, man. Fixtures, you know what I mean? I have my own bathroom now. Like, we each have our own bathroom. The rooms are bigger. So it's like, fuck yeah. And the price is lower. So it's like, it's a no-brainer. All it's going to take is some legwork. And in addition to that, I worked out a deal with my roommate where we're going to have somebody else be down here. And I think I'm going to go to Phoenix for three to four months until it's my time to fly out to Europe. Because it's like, fuck, man. I can't keep paying this rent and definitely no income now. Like, all the auto industry where I was making some money here and there in real estate, that's, it's almost like tapped out for the most part. There's no work there, so I need to play D, and you know, I just need to save as much as I can during this time instead of just, you know, oh yeah, just not do anything. And you know, it's tough to deal with everything, but I feel like, you know, you got to do it, you got to make what's best of the situation. Although it's a bad situation, it's just, you got to stay alert and you got to make you know, whatever's best for you. So yeah, just trying to leverage everything that's in the entire situation as best as I can, and we'll see what kind of comes from that. So That's basically it. And other than that, you know, just been watching a lot of shows, like, you know, TV shows like Better Call Saul was a big one that I got into. I haven't been as much on the reading side and the productivity side from that, but I think it's because I'm working out, I'm dealing with Alexander the Great project, I'm dealing with a post team and everything, and trying to get caught up in all these videos, downloading and uploading and all that shit, which I haven't done a lot these past 3 weeks, but that's something I need to get better at, man, you know? And yeah, and then, you know, obviously with a relationship, there's ups and downs during this time. There's your family, you know, everybody wanting to FaceTime and call and taking a lot of time, you know, because they want to, people want to talk to you and, you know, just because nobody's seeing anybody, so that's the most sane thing is conversation via phone, FaceTime, Skype, et cetera, WhatsApp, you know, all these different social media platforms. So, anyways, that's it, man. That's the recap. Overall, weird times. Moving forward with Alexander the Great, hoping to wrap up the Dark Web post-production, and trying to stay as positive as I can, you know, because what else can you fucking do? And believe me, just like everybody you know, out there, I'm battling some internal demons as well, trying to, you know, figure it the fuck out, man. Like, is this the right move? Is Europe right? Like, what am I doing here? Am I, you know, look at acting now and look at the industry. Like, what's going to happen? And all these fears and everything's bottled up and doubts and all that shit. But you just got to keep moving, you know. Little changes, tweaks. And my little tweak has been the physical aspect to it. And that, you know, keeps the mind sharp. And it's helping a lot, man, during this time. Because weird fucking times. But hopefully we get through them. I don't know. Who knows? So anyways, that's that. That's a wrap for this 3-week recap. So till next time. Peace.